This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a municipal court reform measure set to become law.
In the practice which I and many others have come to call taxation by citation.
Senate Bill 572 was sent to the executive branch on May 12th. The measure was signed into law on June 17th. When bill sponsor, Senator Eric Schmidt of Glendale, presented his proposal to the Senate Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government Committee on January 13th, he said local officials had started to find new ways to replace revenue that was lost after Senate Bill 5 became law last year.
Limit the ability of a city what they can gather from all ordinance violations, essentially including not just moving violations, but non-moving violations in the caps that we passed last year.
He adds what these officials have done amounts to the targeting of individual groups.
This reform will further protect all residents, especially those most disadvantaged, from being taken advantage of by these profiteering tactics. This legislation is necessary to follow up on those historic reforms we passed last year in avoiding an enterprise of extracting more and more from citizens.
Senator Schmidt equates this to criminalizing poverty.
Some government officials are clinging to power, never mind that the very residents that they claim to represent are the very folks who find themselves ensnared in this system. No one should go to jail or have their housing or their child's education put in jeopardy because of a battle with a local government about paint being chipped or mismatched blinds.
When Senate Bill 572 was first debated on the Missouri Senate floor on January 26th, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur talked about a family who had been affected by these local changes.
Being continuously fined, they corrected all those problems, and yet the fines didn't go away that the gentleman had served in jail for, I think he said, 3 days.
Through an amendment to the measure, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City felt a need to separate his hometown.
Essentially, a city the size of Kansas City's municipal court often functions like a circuit court, and it takes in a variety of cases that go beyond simple zoning ordinance cases. This is just clarifying language that says that any ordinance and statute, and state statute, that allows for prosecution will continue to be allowed to prosecute, even though the passage of this bill notwithstanding.
Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City adds there are some towns that are losing their bond ratings.
The state would not be liable for any of that financial encumbrance.
Senate Bill 572 will become law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.